I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. 10 big pharmaceutical companies today announced they'll be offering uninsured Americans substantial discounts on a wide range of prescription drugs. And joining us to talk about this new drug benefit is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. And John, who's eligible for this card?
Well, the estimates are that between 35 and 40 million uninsured people can sign up for the Together Rx Access Card. By mid-February, cardholders can buy a long list of prescription medicines and products at cut-rate prices anywhere from 25 to 40% off. It's designed for workers who don't have drug coverage from their employer. There's an income threshold, so an individual earning less than $30,000 a year or a family of four earning less than $60,000 is eligible. The companies that have put together discount drug program this program say it's especially important for uninsured children who are three times less likely than insured children to get medicine for illnesses like sore throats and ear infections and asthma.
And what kind of drugs are included?
More than 275 brand name and generic drugs on the list, medicines for diabetes, high cholesterol, cancer, arthritis, allergies. The participating drug companies include some of the biggest, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, GlaxoSmithKline, Bristol-Myers Squibb.
And how much will this cost the drug companies?
Well, that depends a lot on how many sign up and use it. It's hard to calculate since in many cases these discounts will generate new sales that wouldn't have even been made if the discount card weren't available. At this morning's press conference, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson made a joke about the cost.
Now, I want to make sure that every one of those individuals who are qualified for this program takes advantage of it. In fact, I want so many people to take advantage of this that the companies almost regret offering it.
Well, John, that raises a good point. Why are the drug companies doing this right now?
Well, it's in part good publicity. Looks good. For another, they're hoping to head off a strong push in Congress to legalize the importation of cheaper drugs from overseas. Cheaper prices are available on a lot of websites already, and groups are organizing these buying trips across the border into Canada for drug discounts. So these companies are hoping to encourage Americans to do their prescription drug shopping right here at home. People can find out more about this and sign up. They have a website. It's called togetherrxaccess.com. Or there's an 800 number in ads that are in many of the newspapers today. We're going to have more on this story on Marketplace later today. And also, we're going to take a look at an aid effort in Sri Lanka, where rebels are competing with international relief groups to help tsunami survivors.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace joins us occasionally at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, John.
You're welcome.